joy. You and I are here today, followers of Jesus Christ, the church. We of all people should remember and never forget. We of all people should understand the importance of remembering our faith, the faith we have in Christ, the faith we have in our God. You can argue depends upon remembering. Remembering God's grace, remembering God's power, remembering God's providence, remembering God's provision, remembering above everything else our Savior, Jesus Christ, who He is and what He's done. See, God surrounded us with memorials. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 12. Just a little verse. Talking about other things, but talking about what the greatest commandment is, and God is giving instructions to Israel about how they are to follow these commands and obey the greatest command to love God more than anything else. And then it begins talking to them about when good things happen, when blessings come, and when they live in great cities they didn't build, and their houses are full of good things that they did not fill, and their cisterns filled with water, that their cisterns and their wells that they did not dig, and vineyards and olive trees that they did not plant. When blessings and prosperity come to them, Deuteronomy 6:12 says, "Then take care lest you forget the Lord." And so the word there is, remember. Remember the Lord. Remember His action in our life. Remember His blessings. Remember that these things we have, these liberties we have, these homes we have, these communities, this nation that we have, remember that they are blessings from God. And verse 13 in that chapter says, "It is the Lord your God that you shall fear, that you should honor, that you should respect." And so we're told to take care unless you forget. Remember the Lord. The Bible, our Bible is a memorial. We read and meditate upon the Scriptures every day in order to remember who God is, what God has done, what God has said, what His promises are, what His mission is, where His grace comes from. The Bible reminds us, we read it to remember what God has said. The Sabbath day was given to Israel to remember God's creation power, and they were told to set the Sabbath aside to remember that it was God that had redeemed them from their slavery in Egypt. So the Sabbath was a memorial. The Lord's Day is a memorial. Today we worship on Sunday. We call it the Lord's Day. And the early church began worshiping on Sunday morning as a memorial to remember this is the day Jesus rose from the grave. He died for us on the cross, and then he rose again. And so the Lord's Day is a memorial to Christ's resurrection and a memorial to our freedom from sin. Many of our holidays are memorials. Christmas is a memorial remembering Christ's coming and His birth. Easter is a memorial remembering His cross and His death and His resurrection. They're memorials so we do not forget. Remembering God's grace, His past grace, the grace He poured out in the Scripture, the grace He's poured out in our lives. Remembering God's grace fuels our faith in God today and in the future. Because we remember the grace of God, because we remember what God has done, because we remember who Christ is and that He rose from the grave, because we remember, we can have faith that God is going to continue to provide grace and continue to direct our lives and continue to keep His Word and continue to do all that He's promised. So memory is a profound, mysterious, merciful gift designed by God. Our memories are a gift from God as a means of preserving grace in our lives. Sometimes we focus in our memories on the bad things. Sometimes we have trouble getting away from just thinking about and focusing on what didn't work and what went wrong and the things that create fear in our life. But God gave you the gift of memory to remember His grace and to remember His love and to remember His power and to remember His promises and to remember that Christ came because God loves you and Christ died for you. Yes, for the glory of God, but to redeem you. And God has given you the memory of those things so that you can live daily with an eye to the future and with a hope for all things that God has promised. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8 tells us to remember Jesus. 2 Timothy 2, 8 says, "Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, as preached in my Gospels." Paul wrote those words. Just as Book of Deuteronomy, God told the nation of Israel, do not take care, do not forget the Lord. Paul, writing to Timothy, says to Timothy, and writing to the church, says to us today, remember Jesus. Remember He rose from the dead. Remember the gospel that you have heard and that you have believed in. Remember Jesus Christ. Our whole mission as a church, our whole calling as a church, as the people of God, depends in part upon how well we remember the gospel of Jesus Christ. How much we honor it, how much we value it, how much we believe it, how much we obey it. Remember Jesus Christ and remember the gospel of Jesus, His teachings, His commands, His promises. Remember them. And so we're called to remember Jesus, to remember all that He said and all that He did, and to remember that He is Lord, and He is Savior, and He is King, and He is God. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, in verse 24 and verse 25, Paul is writing about the Last Supper of Jesus and His disciples. And he says this, "And when He had given thanks, He broke it, the bread. And He said, 'This is My body, which is for you.' And then He said this, 'Do this in remembrance of Me.' In the same way, also, He took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in My blood. Do this as often as you drink it.'" What? "In remembrance of Me." Well, Jesus is sitting with the disciples. They're eating the Passover meal together. He's going away. He's dying on the cross. He's going to rise from the grave. He's going to ascend into heaven to be at the right hand of the Father. He's leaving the disciples in physical, His physical presence is leaving the disciples. He's going to send the Holy Spirit. But Jesus says to them, "Remember Me. Do not forget." And He's saying to them, "Think of Me. Every time you eat this bread, every time you drink this cup, you remember Me. Remember that I died for you. Remember that I shed My blood for you." When I read the account of the Last Supper and Jesus telling the disciples as He broke the bread and as He shared the cup, and He says to them, "Each time you eat this bread, each time you drink this cup, remember Me." I can't help but think. You can argue that that Jesus was actually saying to the disciples that every time they do this most basic thing of sustaining their life, of eating bread and raising a cup to their lips to drink, every time you do this, every time you sit down to a meal and you eat, every time you sit down and you take a drink, remember me. You see, eating something we do every day. It's very basic and we cannot live without it. We have to eat. We cannot live without drink. We have to drink. We must have liquid in our body. We will die quicker without liquid than we will without solid food. If you don't eat and you don't drink, you will die. And Jesus takes that most basic thing. It says, every time you do this, remember me. In our churches, we celebrate the Lord's Supper. We set a time aside to break the bread and share the cup and to think of the body of Christ and to think of the blood of Christ. And we remember Jesus, and that's the right thing, and it's the good thing, and we need to do it. But I think that today after church, when you sit down to have your meal, when you ask the blessing over it, and as you take that whatever you're eating, you take whatever you're drinking, you should be remembering Jesus. And I think we need to intentionally do that. I think that's the scope of what he's talking about. And when you read the book of Acts, it says that they daily went from house to house breaking bread. And I think they were thinking about Jesus and remembering Him. And so we're to remember Christ. We are to remember that He laid down His life for us, that He has redeemed us. He laid down His life to win for us the greatest of all liberties, the greatest of all freedoms, the liberty of eternal life. So here we are today. It's Memorial Day weekend. And we're remembering our fellow countrymen, the men and women who died in service to the nation, who died defending our freedoms and our liberties. We're going to remember Jesus today. And we're going to have the Lord's Supper. And we're going to remember Jesus. And we're going to remember the life that He lived without sin. And we're going to remember the reason for His coming, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And we're going to remember the words that He spoke. And we're going to remember His miracles, His power. And we're going to remember His glory. We're going to remember His promises. And we're going to remember His cross, His death, His blood shed for our sins. And we're going to remember His resurrection. And we're going to remember that one of the promises He made was that He will come again and He will eat this bread and drink this cup with His disciples once again. Remember. Take care lest you forget. Remember Jesus Christ, that He rose from the dead. Remember His gospel. Remember that Jesus Himself said, do this in remembrance of me. I'm going to ask the deacons to come at this time. And as they're coming, I want to read some more from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Paul's talking to the church about observing the Lord's Supper. I'm going to reread some of what I read before. Paul said, I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when He was betrayed, He took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it, and He said, this is My body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of Me. In the same way also, He took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in My blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of Me. For as often as you eat this bread and you drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes. Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and blood of the Lord. So let a person examine himself, then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. He's calling for us. He says, for anyone who eats and drinks without discernment drinks judgment on himself. And so we're to be discerning in who we are remembering, discerning of who we are, discerning of our own need for forgiveness and repentance, discerning of our own need to put our faith in Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, this morning, we just ask you to help us to focus our minds and our hearts upon the person of Jesus Christ, your Son, who died for us. Remind us of the infinitely worthy price, the life of the very Son of God that was given on the cross for our sins, the body that was pierced and broken on that cross, the blood that was shed. Lord, may we remember, as we remember the death of your Son, may we remember the life that he lived for us, living sinlessly with wisdom and power and glory, with love and grace, with truth and life in his words. Lord, we thank you for his promises, and we thank you for the promise of eternal life. And Lord, may we never forget that Jesus, your Son, Father, has promised that he will come again. And we look forward to that day. So Father, bless this bread that we're about to receive. Bless our thoughts as we receive it. Guide our thoughts towards the price and the body of Christ. We thank you for his willingness to lay down his life for us. And Father, bless this cup that we're about to receive, this juice, Lord, that represents the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you that Jesus was willing for your glory and in obedience to you and for our redemption to willingly allow his blood to flow to cover our sins. Lord, I pray for each one who receives this bread and drinks this cup this morning. I pray your blessings upon their life. I ask for forgiveness of sins in our lives. I ask that you enable us not just in this moment to remember Jesus as our Lord and our King, but to daily remember Jesus in all of our thoughts, all of our decisions, in all of our attitudes, in all of our actions, in all of our words. May we never forget that Christ is our Lord. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.